You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Yisroi, the parasha starts with the story that Yisroi came to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, we know that parshas are not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence. Every parsha, it's brought down Chazal Sefer Zoya, every parsha is exact. It's supposed to be this parsha, now I'll take a piece from a different parsha. It's divided in a very, very specific way. Why is Matan Torah, the story of Matan Torah, given the Torah, which is the, you know, the call, the highest level of Torah that we have, is given in Parshas Yisroi from all Parshas. The Parsha, yes, I mean, Yisroi was Chesed Moshe, it was the Oida V'Dazor, the Tshuva. Why there is where Torah belongs? The Churich, that's not the right place. In addition, Yisroi comes and gives Moshe Rabbeinu an Eitzah. Gives him advice. What is the advice that Yisroi gives? He said, listen, if you're going to be the one handling 600,000 men, millions of people, novel people, you're not going to handle this. So therefore, what I suggest, if we give you an idea, the idea should be, you will be, get other people, delegate authority. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu cannot think about this on his own. Moshe Rabbeinu is supposed to be the Navi, the greatest of all. He can't figure this out. He needs Yisroi to come and tell him that. And understand him, Yisroi Yitipash Vatoy was talking about this. This chiddush that Yisroi had is a chiddush that went into Torah. It's not just a logistic, you know, issue that we're figuring out that Yisroi can't give an idea. How do we understand the significance of this advice? And finally, as a beginning to what we want to speak about, is what exactly that happened in Matan Torah? Matan Torah, Shmuel gave the Torah. Why Davka Matan Torah? Why not that? Why not before? We spoke about last week the Kriyas Yam Suf is a time was a revelation of the biggest revelation ever. Everything was opened up. So give Torah there. What are you waiting for? Why do you have to wait for them to get the Arsina? To get the Torah? What? Who's on low level? Amish. Oh, very good. It says that in Matan Torah, Kishbuch opened all the Rikim. And all the everybody came. Again, they already had it. What's going on here? What's the hitch? So we start with the Gemara that we quote a lot. The Gemara in Shabbos that says the Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim. And when he went to get the Torah, Kishbuch told him, if you get the Torah, the Malachim wanted to come and kill. So Moshe Rabbeinu told the Malachim, Kishbuch told Moshe Rabbeinu, tell the Malachim an answer. So Moshe Rabbeinu goes through the Seres Dibris. He says, you have a type of tavern to Zara. You have a father and mother. Don't kill. Don't steal. You have nothing to do with you. So the Malachim said, you're right. Take the Torah. So simple question is, what did the Malachim think? They didn't know what Moshe Rabbeinu is doing. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to take Torah. They didn't understand. What are the timing? So the answer is very simple. That's based on the Ramban in the beginning of Chumash. Of course they knew. But they assumed, the Malachim, that we in Torah, we know there's different levels of Torah. The Torah, the way we have it, is revealed in a very low level, meaning in a level that speaks to human beings. But the Torah itself has other ways to reveal itself. We just learned it now in the end of Maseches Megillah. It says in Maseches Megillah that a person should not touch the Torah Arum. What does it mean, Arum? It simply means don't touch the Torah with bare hands. But says the Chasam Sefer, there's a big Yisoid over here. Don't look at the Torah as face value. Whatever Torah says, that's what Torah is. No, the Torah is a levush, is a dress up. We have here something which is, that's what it appears to us. But everything in Torah has a depth, as oimik, with me oimik, goes up to Shmei Mirayimu. We talk about chambers of Kodesh Baruch Hu, as the Ramban says in the Gim Kodesh. Call the Torah Kula Shmei Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what it is. So the Malachim say, that's what we want the Torah. I'm not looking for your Torah. So what's Moshe Rabbeinu answer? If the Malachim had a time, they said, we don't want that part of Torah that you're taking. So the answer is, the Moshe Rabbeinu showed them that the Torah has this levush as well. The Torah has a cover that fits human beings. Torah has a cover that fits human beings. That means it's meant to be by human beings as well. If it was meant to be by Malachim only, why do you have that layer of Torah at all? That layer of Torah is unnecessary. The fact that the Torah has a layer that respects human beings, that has a little bush that belongs to the world, shows that the Torah is supposed to come down to the world. And this is the Ikar Chiddush about the Torah. The Chiddush about the Torah is that Torah is coming down here to the world. The Torah is coming down to the land that belongs to human beings. The Chiddush, the Adam is the owner of Torah. Rosh Shapiro's Tzal always used to say this, to say, you know, the Torah is divided, Mitzvah Shebin Adam LaMokim, and Mitzvah Shebin Adam LaChaveru. Not only that, the Luchos themselves, the Luchos that we gave on the Torah, divided in two halves. One half is Mitzvah Shebin Adam LaMokim, the other one is Mitzvah Shebin Adam LaChaveru. Do we ever find another segment of Mitzvahs? Do we have Mitzvah Shebin Adam LaMikdash? Or Mitzvah Shebin Adam LaShabbos? No, it's all included in Mitzvah Shebin Adam LaMokim. So why does the Mitzvah Shebin Adam LaChaveru stand on its own? So the answer is, we all know the answer. It's intuitive. Think about it for a second. The answer is, Mitzvah Shebin Adam LaMokim doesn't only mean that there's a mitzvah which is that it has its own segment. But we have a different responsible party over here. Mitzvah Shebin Adam LaMokim is the one responsible is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have to report to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Person was Bechal Shabbos, what does he have to do? Go to Tshuva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzvah Shebin Adam LaChaveru, a person has to report to his friend. As we know, Mitzvah Shebin Adam LaChaveru, Yom HaKippur, Yom HaKippur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyocha says, I'm sorry, but I cannot help you with Mitzvah Shebin Adam LaChaveru. You need to take care of it with your friend. Meaning there's two responsible parties. That's what Moshe used to say. The Torah that came to the world is a partnership between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. There's the giver of Torah and there's the receiver of Torah. And Am Yisrael own the Torah. The Torah is a levush that speaks to human beings. We have a partnership with Torah. So you may know the Torah has two segments of mitzvahs. There's a part of mitzvahs to the giver of Torah and there's a part of mitzvahs to the receiver of Torah. The Maharal says a similar thing regarding the way the Chumashim, we know the first is also the end of Maseches Megillah. The first four Chumashim are HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking. The fifth Chumash is Moshe, as the Gemara says, Moshe should be Atzma Amar. Moshe is talking. Says the Maharal, why is that so? Because the Torah itself is a combination of the giver of Torah and the receiver of Torah. The Torah has a human being component to it as well. That is what Torah is all about. Torah came down to the Techtoyim. We always like to say the Kotzker. The Kotzker says in the Pasuk, Anshe Kodesh Tiuli, be people, holy people. It says most people focus on the Kodesh, be holy people. So the Kotzker, you have to focus on the Anshe. I'm looking for human beings that are Kodesh. Shmuel says, I have in the world enough Malachim and Srofim. I have Ruchis. I need the world to have this world. A Oilam, a Makoim, where human beings are able to capture Ruchis and elevate. Kadesh Nachim. No, we're mentioning also all these Dapim. We're looking at Sechaz Moed Katan. So the Eretz Tzvi Fromer says an unbelievable idea. That Mesechus Moed Katan, what is Moed Katan? Moed Katan is a combination of a Moed, of a Choyl and Moed. Moed Katan is Chol Moed. Choyl and Moed. You have Gdusha and Chol together. That's the idea. He says Mesechus Moed Katan is where you have all the Dine Avelus. Why is Dine Avelus over here? Because the whole idea of a human being is to have an Neshama that comes from above and a body that comes from below. And what he needs to do is Mekadosh the Chayim. He needs to Mekadosh his body. Where do we see that? Because when a person dies and the Shema goes back up, you have a whole sequence of mitzvahs and halachas that apply to his body only. The body was the body, it's a chaymer. It was became kaddish. He made gedusha to the body. That's what belongs to Maseches Moed Katan, which is a chayl amoyed. You make gedusha into the chayl. You add gedusha, that's what you're doing. That's what Adam does. That's the whole process, the whole concept of matan Torah. But the Torah is that Torah give it down here to the world. Bring down into the world a human being, a low human being, can connect to Torah and elevate himself through Torah.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
I mentioned before, you couldn't give the Torah until Am Yisrael was roy to get there, at that level. So it took 50 days, that's what really Maharal says it, about Tanya expands upon it. That the 50 days of the Omer, the 50 days between Pesach and Shavuos, Am Yisrael are building themselves level after level after level, until they get to the stage they're able to get Torah. meaning they're creating a, they're bringing themselves to the matzah, and now they're able to get Torah. You couldn't give them Torah before. I'd rather, as we mentioned last week, Rosh Shivcha Layam, she remained the Shivcha. Meaning they're not elevated in any way, shape, or form. That's not Torah. Torah is given to the people that actually acquire it and they belong to Torah. That's what Matzah Torah is given. So Torah, the Chiddush of Torah is that Torah is given to the Chiddush. The as brother Chazal, the Rishayim expand upon it, so we have three stages of Emunah. There's three Emunahs that Am Yisrael have. There's a Emunah that was in Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's a Emunah that was in Kriyas Yam Suf. And then there's a Emunah that comes about the Torah. According to what we're learning, and connects with everything else that's mentioned about it, the sequence is as follows. Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Emunah of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yud Kevavke. Gilui Hashem. Kriyas Yam Suf, as we mentioned last week, is the fact that you have Hashem, but you have human being as well. You have the combination of both. Torah is the human being. Matan Torah is the chiddush of a human being in the world. The godless, the greatness of a human being. This is, by the way, the reason in Shavuos, and we cool down the moedim, the bein nam lachem. You have to be kaddish to chayim, you have to eat gedusha, that's what you do. Because that's the whole idea of Matan Torah. Matan Torah is the Torah is coming here to the chayim, coming down here to the lowest level. We won't mention, just to mention in short, that was one of the tainus that we have throughout the Chumash, starting from the beginning until we get down to Torah, right after the Torah. We have the big argument, debate between Kadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu regarding Erev Rav. Moshe Rabbeinu is insisting, I want to bring the Erev Rav with me. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, don't bring the Erev Rav. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to accept the Erev Rav. Paul says, no, don't accept it. And Moshe Rabbeinu did not listen. And when they did chet ha'egel, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells them what? Reid kishiches hamcho. It's your people. That's what it says. Because I'll say, your people, your Erev Rav that you brought. What's going on here? What is Moshe Rabbeinu doing? He's arguing with Hashem. He knows better than Hashem. But the answer is, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I know, Kadosh Baruch Hu, what's your plan? You want to bring the Torah down to earth. You want to bring down Torah to the Tachtonim. I want to bring to the lowest Tachtonim possible. They also should get Torah. Because ultimately, the Torah is going to spread all over the world. Let's bring that. Let's bring now the idea that Torah will come down to the lowest level. Shmuel tells him, no, the world is not ready for it. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'll make sure they're ready. That's what he felt. I'll be able to take care of it. So then when they die in the Midbar, it says, Chazal, Moshe Rabbeinu also dies in the Midbar, so he's going to bring them all back. Eventually, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be right, just in the future, not right now. So Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to bring them down, and Shmuel told him, they're not there yet. But that's the reason, because Moshe Rabbeinu knows the whole tachlis is to bring Torah to the tachtoni, to bring Torah down to below. We're bringing Torah to the below, so let's bring it to the Erev. The chiddush of Matan Torah is Torah comes to the tachtoni, Torah delay, because Torah that belongs to Am Yisrael, that is the biggest chiddush we have in Matan Torah. With this, we can understand, going back to Yisroel, what's going on in Yisroel? Because in Yisroel, this is a question that many years ago I heard on the Sixth Parsha, Rabbi Yaakov Hillel asked the question. He brought it from a different angle. He said, to what Shem Yisroel comes and says, Navolti boil. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, so he says, so he has to give an Eitzah. What's the Eitzah? He brings all the, sorry, so yeah, I forgot who he meant, we quoted. He said, he quoted like this, he said, the truth is that Moshe Rabbeinu, the fact it was able to handle millions of people was a nes, was a miracle. But the miracle works only as long as you don't point it out. It's a concealed miracle. Once someone points it out, oh, there's a miracle going on, now you can't rely on the miracle anymore, now you have to have the echo. So, I forgot again who says it, the Yisroel, to a certain extent, Yisroel caused it to go back. Because Yisroel, because he asked the question, now you need to have shaykh. That's all he brought. That's what Yaakov Hillel said. The MS is based on what we're learning, and maybe to say it from a different way. Not maybe he caused it. The Pshat is like this. Moshe Rabbeinu, who is is almost like a malach, when he gets Torah, it says the Meshech Chokhmah, he didn't have Pchirin. Talk about it, he is elevated much more than the regular standard person. He's the one person who left his wife. It's us, right? He had to leave his wife. Because Chazal says, Balad Matroniso. in a sense, so to speak, he marries the gilui of the Torah in the world. Whatever that means. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he is at a much higher level in this world. He's living in a world which is semi-miraculous. He's living in a miracle world. Comes Yisro, tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, you want to bring Torah to Tachtonim. You want to bring it down to this world. Let me show you how this world works. You can't have one guy handling 3 million people. It doesn't work. And in the miracle world, up there in Shemayim, it works. But you don't want to bring Torah to Shemayim. You want to bring Torah down into the world. Let me show you how we turn to the world. Yisro, who is the call, comes from the lowest place in the world. He was, lo yiniyech v'dezer shlo avada, says Chazal. He worshipped every single of the Zer. He has connection to every single bad you have in the world. He's the most worldly person, you can say. He knows Olam HaZeh in the best way. He tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I'll show you how logistically the Olam HaZeh works. You want Torah to come to Tachtonim. It needs to fit this world. So that's what happened over here. Moshe said, in Moshe Rabbeinu's kivyochol perspective, what's the problem? 3 million people will do a nace. But Yisro is telling you, I need to bring it down. So the eights of Yisro allowed the Torah to be brought down to the Tachtonim the way it's supposed to be. That's what's going on. So Melee, now understand why Parsha Yisro is the Parsha we have in the Torah. Yisro is called Yisro because Yisro Parsha in the Torah. Yisro Parsha. Which Parsha did he add? He added the Parsha that brings Torah to the world. He gave you the structure. How will Torah come to the world? This is how Torah comes to the world. This is how Torah fits this world. That's what Yisro did. So Yisro allows the Torah to come down to the world. Therefore, Matan Torah, which the whole purpose of Matan Torah is to bring Torah to this world, is mentioned Dafka Parshas Yisro. Dafka in the Parsha that we have the concept of a Adam Olam HaZadik showing how the Torah is supposed to be. He's the one who brings it. He's the one who brings it down to here. You need to bring the Torah down to Tachtonim. That's what Yisro does, and that's why Matan Torah is specifically brought down in this Parsha. The Parsha, which has actually, Yita Parsha Torah means he gave the structure of Olam HaZadik. So immediately now you have a place of Torah to come to Tachtonim. Now you have a place of Torah to come to Tachtonim. That's where Matan Torah is. Matan Torah is all about that. So immediately, and this, without getting now into that, we'll end with this, that when you look at the around Matan Torah, we're talking about different Parshias that have to do of structures of Olam HaZadik. So, for example, right before Matan Torah, how much the dialogue before Matan Torah is because what tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Hagbil Esar, you have to make sure that nobody gets close to the mountain. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, we really told him. He says, go again. What's the big issue? What are we trying to do? Answer is, when you're bringing Torah to Olam HaZeh, there's supposed to be different levels, different barriers. There's a barrier, which is the closest people, chashrei people, lower people. Because if everybody is birubuvio, that takes away from the structure of Olam HaZeh. Olam HaZeh, we have a hierarchy. That's what it means. Like Yisro said, it's not a straight line. There's a hierarchy. It's up and down. That's what Olam HaZeh is all about. Everybody has a different level. So he mainly also what the Torah is given into a world of Olam HaZeh. Throw it down. There's two different Gemaras. One Gemara says that when in Lost in Lavoi, every tzaddik will have his own chuppah. He won. And kol echad ve'echad nichpo mechuppas ha'shechadim. He will be burned, will be jealous of his friend. Why did I do what he did? That's the Gemara Bo'a Basra. The Gemara end of time, he says, that Lost in Lavoi, everybody's going to be, he's going to make a circle for you, Shebenei Meganei. So it's brought down this farm, Sifri Chassidus and Ritzai Zachov and others. Then these two Gemaras, they don't fit. One Gemara says each one has to have his own chuppah. The other one says they're sitting in a circle, they all see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the same place. The answer, there's two things to the Osin Lavoi. It's one stage where everyone has, it's still Olam HaZadik. Everybody has his own place. I'm here, you're here, you're here, we're not in the same place. But eventually we get to the ultimate Osin Lavoi, everybody sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the same angle. Everybody, there's no ups and downs. The Chiddush of Torah is to come to Olam HaZadik. we have ups and downs. So you have Surah Alofim, Surah Meiris, Surah Chamishim, Surah Asaris, and you have different levels of structure to get the Torah in the our Sinai. People that are closer, people that are further away, that's all the Masa. Because the Torah is coming down to this world. That's what's happening in this week's special. Shemizayich to coin the Torah that came here down to this
world. You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.